Once again, the Rebbe brings the story. B'sefer Chassidim Muva, Shrabbeinu HaKadosh, Hayabo B'chol Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to come back home after he passed away. Every Friday night, he used to come back home to B'bigdei Shabbos. Not they saw him, Chas V'Sholem, in garments which showed that he's from a different world. He wore his Shabbos to get clothes. The Kiddush, he made Kiddush, Upotar Sarabim, and he was able to be Meitzi, the family. Later, we'll come into it in more detail, but the Rebbe later explains what's so special about being Meitzi, the family. There's a halacha that a person who does a mitzvah cannot be Meitzi someone else unless they themselves are mechuyev in the mitzvah. For example, a katan, someone who's not bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, can't be meitzi someone else because they themselves are not obligated to do the mitzvah. There are certain things that women are not obligated to do. And if she's not obligated to do that, even though she can choose to do it, she can't be meitzi a man who is obligated to do it. That's the rule. Based on this, a malach cannot make kiddush for a human being because a malach is not obligated to make kiddush. And the Sham in Gan Eden is also not obligated to do mitzvahs, so they can't be mitzvah anyone else. So how did Rabbeinu HaKadosh not only make Kiddush, but have his family exempt with Kiddush by him doing it? So we see from this that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh came home, he was as human as he always was, to the extent that he was considered chayev mitzvahs like everybody else. So therefore the Rebbe said, just like Rabbeinu HaKadosh did it then, Gam Ata, now, here in 770, Zman Shel Bein Hashmoshes Lachem Mincha, now it's the same time. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Rebbe, surely comes to make Kiddush, and he doesn't only come for Bein Hashmoshes, he remains with us the whole night. I'm going to skip for a moment to Ches. Pam Bo Chosid Echad Memokim Rochig. Once a Chosid came to the previous Rebbe from a faraway place, and he asked the Friedrich Rebbe that he should say a Maim Chsidis. So the Rebbe answered him, I only say Chsidis on Shabbos. So the Chassid said to the Rebbe, when I come to the Rebbe, for me, it's Shabbos. And what happened? The Rebbe Taka said, am I Mechsidus for him? Why is the Rebbe telling us the story? He just finished saying that the Rabbeinu HaKadosh comes only on Shabbos. What about during the week? So the Rebbe says, Af Ata, now, I deskashas to the Rebbe, if you're really connected to the Rebbe, Shayech etzah kol echad v'echad, b'chol yoyim v'chol eis, sheyir Shabbos. You don't have to wait till Shabbos. Every day, if you want, it can be Shabbos for you. The Rebbe comes, makes Kiddush, Toiteh Sarabim, Kloimar. What does it mean? He makes us Yoytzeh, Shemashpia Bohem, Kilu Kitchu Batzman. Abel Yisayim is O Kiddushim Kol HaKavon Shloi, Meilim Kol HaKdush Shloi. So the Rebbe is implying that every single day, if you live with this Amunah, it's Shabbos for you, to the point that the Rebbe is here just like the Rabbeinu HaKadosh came on Friday nights on Shabbos. So again, this is the basis why a Chassid feels he can walk in at any moment into the, whether it's the Rebbe's room or into 770, stand near the Rebbe's benkel, or in this case it's standing from here, and is the Rebbe for a bracha just as before because the Rebbe is here.